Two. Let's get an update on our Healdsburg NPDES permit. It's good when you don't look like Mr. Short's name that I see next to this.
I was going to do my best imitation today. I will try to be short.
The board appreciates that.
Anyway, good morning, Chairman Hales and members of the board. I am Kathy Goodwin, staff to the regional board, and I'm here this morning to give you an update on the status of modifying recycled water language in the tentative NPDES permit master reclamation requirements for the city of Healdsburg. As you know, we had brought that permit to the board at the June board meeting, and at the end of the hearing, after hearing concerns from Healdsburg and concerned citizens, the board directed staff to make some modifications to the recycled water language to differentiate between urban and agricultural recycled water use. Let's see. So right now, we are working on that language, and the goal is to come up with language that ensures water quality protection and at the same time not setting up disincentives to agricultural users agreeing to accept the recycled water. Also at the June board meeting, the board opted to defer adoption of the City of Willits permit because that permit also had the same recycled water language. Willits wasn't as concerned as Healdsburg about the language, and Willits expressed a need to have their permit adopted by this month. So staff made some minor modifications to the recycled water language for the Willits permit, basically putting in the option for Willits to submit programmatic technical reports for the public notice period, and then being able to bring projects on with site-specific technical reports that would not be subject to the public notice period. So the Willits permit is on the consent calendar for adoption today. In the meantime, since the June board meeting, staff has met with the City of Healdsburg and representatives of the stakeholder groups that commented on Healdsburg's permit. I would say that the meetings that we've had with all of the groups have been positive and productive overall. So right now staff is in the process of drafting up some modified recycled water language that is specific to Healdsburg's permit. And this language will differentiate between the urban and the agricultural uses. I think one of the main points that Healdsburg made is that they're seeking a process that provides more certainty for getting some of these specific recycled water use sites authorized so that they can justify construction of their reclamation system, you know, which hasn't been constructed yet. And since Healdsburg's proposed reclamation system is 75% agricultural, they are legitimately concerned about being able to attract some of those agricultural users to accepting their water. So the permitting approach that staff is taking is to require submittal of a programmatic technical report or reports that will establish how much water and nutrients can be applied agronomically, along with a menu of BMPs that recycled water users can select from. And this approach would apply to groups of sites that have similar crop, agronomic needs, irrigation method, hydrogeology, and terrain. Since all of Healdsburg's proposed agricultural use sites are currently vineyards with drip irrigation, staff believes that this should simplify the preparation of the programmatic report for Healdsburg. Drip irrigation does pose a lower risk to the potential of runoff, which is a big issue that we've been addressing. And it's also easier to manage for groundwater protection. So staff thinks that, you know, this is an approach that should work for Healdsburg. And then as users agree to take Healdsburg's water, site-specific reports would also be required, and these reports would include things such as acreage, who's responsible, selected BMPs, and confirmation that the agronomic rates, both hydraulic and nutrient, won't be exceeded. Now, the programmatic reports would still be subject to the 30-day public notice period, but the site-specific reports would not be. So the discharger would not need to go through this process for every single site. They wouldn't have to go through the public review process for every single site. Staff also recognized a need to modify the groundwater limitation that requires that there be no statistically significant degradation of groundwater. As we reviewed the recycled water policy again and the landscape irrigation permit, staff recognized that these state board policies do acknowledge that some minor degradation of groundwater may occur from recycled water use, primarily due to salts. So staff believes that our permit should also recognize this potential and include the anti-degradation findings that are necessary to support that determination. So with this change to the groundwater limitation, the permit would need to be recirculated for a focused public review period. And there's not enough time to do that in time to bring the permit back to the board for the August board meeting. So staff would propose to complete the recycled water language and the public review process and bring Healdsburg's permit back to the board for the October board meeting. I also wanted to mention that Healdsburg submitted their final plans and specs and engineering report for their reclamation system this week. That was required under the administrative civil liability order and the cease and desist order that you adopted this year. And so staff will be reviewing that, but just wanted to note that Healdsburg is moving along and has submitted that report in a timely manner. Any questions?
Mr. Massey.
Thank you, Kathy. And from the board's perspective, thank you very much for reworking this, because it is obviously a problem that does affect little systems. How much, if any, of these grape growers are going to be using water for frost protection? Do you know?
The plan right now is none. The negative declaration that the city of Healdsburg has circulated for public review commits to using the water strictly for the drip irrigation component. Now, in our meetings with Healdsburg, you know, they expressed concern about what if they, you know, found that they wanted to do that in the future, and that would have to be addressed separately. Right now, we're moving forward with a plan for Healdsburg for strictly the drip irrigation of the vineyards and not the frost protection.
Okay. Do we know what they are doing for frost protection?
I believe they're using local groundwater.
They're using their own wells.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Norrie.
Kathy, thank you as well. This sounds like it's specific to Healdsburg, correct?
Correct.
And it's specific to the agricultural use of Healdsburg only. It doesn't get to the, they had a component, as I recall, that included in-town use on parks and ball fields and that kind of stuff?
That's correct.
Do they address that in some different way than here?
We propose to leave that language as it is. Healdsburg is fine with that. You know, they're basically fine with that. I think that anything to simplify the process, you know, will make them happy. But their biggest concern is the agricultural component. They are in control of the uses within the city limits, the urban uses, but their big concern because of the fact that the agricultural use is 75% of the water use, their concern is getting these agricultural users to come on board. And if the requirements are overwhelmingly stringent, they're concerned that these people simply won't sign up.
Yeah, and we heard that. looking forward, though, because this is going to be in essentially every permit, I assume, forward, where recycled water is a proposed option for disposal of recycled water. So can you envision then how we handle this going forward? Because I think that, as I recall from last month, is that, you know, it's not just Healdsburg, right, that we see this kind of as a coming thing. And so part of the, I think, concern at least that was expressed was that how do we deal with this, you know, not just on every one, it's not going to be death by a thousand cuts here, that essentially we can deal with this and get some type of program and policy in place that then would apply more broadly, both the small systems and large systems, because I think comments were kind of across the board concerning those types of users out there.
Right, and we heard that. I would envision that for all of our, you know, future permits that we would continue to use the programmatic technical report approach for, you know, dischargers bringing on new recycled water users. We would also anticipate as we renew permits to put a special study requirement, if you will, to get additional information on the current recycled water uses and where we see potential issues related to irrigation at greater than agronomic rates and such, the dischargers, you know, would need to come up with a plan on a prioritized basis to address some of the bigger potential problem areas. But we see this programmatic approach and as being one that would apply for all of our recycled water permits in the future as well.
Okay, because I think, again, we're going to see this time and again, and I think as long as we have at least that type of mindset and going into it, that, again, we heard the programmatic need or a need to have at least some type of rational way to get at this hydraulic and nutrient loading issue. And it sounds like that's where staff is going, and I think that's good. So thank you.
Any other questions? Oh, okay. Thank you, Kathy.
Thank you.
Is it possible to make a brief comment?
Sure, come on up.
Brenda Edelman, Russian River Watershed Protection Committee, and I'll fill out a card in a second here. I just have a brief comment, and that is if you're going to take the programmatic approach, which does in fact eliminate quite a bit of public involvement, I'd like to request that there, and maybe you're going to do this anyway, but there be some kind of reopener clause that allows some kind of public input if there's any problem with doing it this way, if any problems come up that need to be addressed in a more public way, to have some kind of clause in there if that's possible, to so they don't think once they have this permission it's, you know, going to be able to be continued no matter what the practices are. Thank you.
Thanks, Brenda. Okay, let's move on to item 3.